It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt.
I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
I like this.
Nike.
It's like we're really in my parents' basement.
Oh.
Nice and dark.
And there's a pizza on the way.
All we need is Mountain Dew and some Dungeons and Dragons. And then we're real nerds.
You're saying we don't have that?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh.
My Dungeon Master has it.
Oops.
It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is a website. We are live, audio only.
Yay.
On CWERadio.com. Derek, with me as always is Matthew.
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
I'm Paul Barron, you're not. Steve. See, you weren't even ready for it. And Kevin.
Happy birthday, Saddam Hussein.
Crappy birthday.
Uncle Saddy.
I'm refusing to talk until I get the Wi-Fi password.
Yeah, you're not getting it.
Can't
Sorry.
Even retweet the link. No
Can't
one's going to listen.
Can't even retweet the link.
No, one's going to listen anyway. So, Matt's computer took a dump.
Almost as massive as Matt's dumps.
So we only got we're only doing audio this week. So those of you that enjoy watching video, sorry.
For those of you who are deaf,
sorry.
We just need like a video that's just stock of just still pictures of us.
Yeah,
and we can plug in the clips afterwards that we go to.
Just make a GIF and just loop it.
Yeah,
or a GIF.
Oh, sorry. Wait, no tits this week either. Then.
Fuck. Damn it.
Oh, anyway. Yeah.
But
oh,
that's still here.
Yes.
Don't need video for that.
Nope.
Oh, gas. Matt, you're actually sounding better now than you were before.
A little bit. I'm trying to, like, control it.
What, are you sick?
I've been sick for about a week.
You fucking pig.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Matt doesn't get sick very often, but when he does... He gets sick
miserable.
For a while, yeah.
I don't always get sick, but when I do,
it lasts like 2 weeks.
I tend to drag it out. I take everybody down with me.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, you guys wrestled yesterday, huh?
Yeah.
And Friday?
I wrestled Friday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, down in Newcastle, Delaware.
Against a huge Van Vader?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Now, was this a tag thing or was
it? Was a tag team. Yeah. It was me and JD against Vader and a guy named Ryan Rancid. He's a local to Newcastle.
Newcastle?
Yeah. And let me just tell you, I've never been knocked silly taking a bump in a wrestling ring.
Nice.
And I did with Vader because he chokeslammed me so hard that I saw stars.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Then didn't you pass out once?
Yeah, I did get knocked out, but it was like something stupid, like a mistake that I did once.
Okay.
This was just like taking a move, and I took it just the way I needed to, and
so there was no avoiding
it. Fucked me up.
He gave the extra oomph on the way down.
Yeah.
It's not necessary.
But afterwards, he paid me some huge compliments, which I really
appreciated. Wow, I want to hear him.
He said that
you take a beating, kid.
The timing was really good, and he said it reminded him of his days of wrestling in Japan.
Ooh,
because everybody always knew where they were going to be, and just knew how to go with a match rather than, you know, getting lost and having to coordinate things.
Yeah, except for that Haku who just wanted to hurt you.
He seemed like a dick.
Haku?
Yeah.
He's brutal. Brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you got to see him the very next day.
Yeah, and actually, I showed him where the dressing room was, and he asked me if we were going to wrestle again. And I told him no, that he was in a different match, and he said, what's the matter with these people? Do they not like to do things at work?
That's good.
So, I said to him, like, hey, it's not really my decision. And he goes, well, I'm going to make sure that we have that match again. And he stormed out of the dressing room.
Nice.
And there was probably about like a 20-minute powwow with the people running the shows and Vader's agent and all these shit. But, yeah, it didn't end up happening. Me and Steve teamed against Kevin Knight and Johnny Ringo.
Oh, boy.
Fun match. We won. It's great.
Not to be confused with Johnny Paul or George or John.
Or Ringo Starr.
Or him. Richard Starkey.
I'm the bounty hunter, Johnny Ringo.
A friend of mine who comes to my gaming tournaments, his brother does indie wrestling on Long Island. Apparently, he was supposed to wrestle Vader. And I don't see, this is where the line of communication breaks down with people who are not really, they're not in, so they don't really know exactly what was going on. But this is what he told me. He said that the Vader came up to the guy in the locker room and he was just like, he's like, we're working tonight. And the guy's like, okay. And he's just like, yeah. He's like, you're just gonna like lay down for me and make me look good, like in those like exact words. And, like, and he said that his brother's response to him was, "Fuck you."
Wow.
Oh wow.
And I don't know if I believe that.
Well, I didn't have to deal with that Vader. the Vader that I wrestled was actually asking for my input on what would make sense in the match and stuff, which might have just very well been him testing me to see if I would do.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of these older guys will do stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
These guys who've been around.
Did he take a huge shit in his pants and make you clean it?
Man, you better believe he did. He comes on board with that.
Yes.
He was unbelievably flexible.
He certainly is.
Yeah, he sat on the floor with his legs spread out wide and completely bent over to where like his belly was on the floor.
Dude, the V sits.
Yeah. And me and the guy next to me are like, are you seeing this?
He's an older fella, right? He's got to be in his 50s.
Mid-50s.
Yeah. He was in the Super Bowl in 1979.
Wow.
In it?
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh,
for the Rams.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
Colorado?
Huh?
No, wait. L.A.?
Yeah.
LA, yeah. LA. He's from Colorado. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, he's getting up there. His son's actually in the WWE developmental right now.
Yeah.
Whose son isn't?
Talk about that.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Mine?
Yeah. Sid's?
Yeah. Not yet.
Whoa. Wow.
I think Sid's red hat is in developmental territory. Right.
Where my red hat?
So no, no fun stories, no nothing.
Yeah, it sucks when you have a positive story.
I know. I want to hear about them being.
Vader enjoyed wrestling me. He said I did a good job.
Yeah.
Well, there was like a whole bunch of these fucking like drunk bitches.
Oh yeah, I almost got into a fist fight with a guy at the show Saturday night.
Really?
A fan.
Really?
Yeah, they were there. They were drunk, and the guy started calling me a faggot and, like, flipped me off to my face.
Oh, rightfully so, faggot.
So I'm, like, I'm right in front of him, and I just go and do something about it. Do something. You think I'm a faggot? Go ahead and do something.
Wait,
and
is like, this, are you in gimmick, or is this just?
I was selling merchandise.
Really?
Yeah, and they made the call for everyone. It was during intermission. They made the call for everyone to go back into the dressing room.
So, I'd already walked away then, obviously.
So, I'm on my way out, and this fucking, this douche with these huge fucking earrings, like, big. The plugs in his ears or like the earlobe is down to his shoulder blade and
hate those faggots.
Skinny kid with like blonde streaks in his hair. He's just he's just trying to start shit.
Brown streaks in
like
his
for real or
yeah.
Or was he just trying to be?
So I said to him, I'm like, do something about it. And he like took a swat at me.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have to duck it or you just didn't even?
Well, you know, I fucking Matrix that shit. I'm just like, whoa.
Nice.
So he really took a swing at you.
Yeah. And then he backed off. He's like, "Oh, come on, nice one, hey, faggot, fuck you!" And
why?
So when I went to the back, I'm like, "Yeah, this guy just tried to swing on me. So could you guys throw him out?"
See, I didn't know any of this went down because I was busy looking for some softcore porn producer that's trying to get in fucking FWF.
Oh.
That disrespected my wife, so I was looking to kick his ass.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I thought you were looking to get into some porn.
I thought so, too.
That, too.
Did you ever talk to my wife again? You talk to me.
Nah, basically, I was going to strong-arm him into apologizing to my wife. So I didn't know any of this was going on. But I walked past.
You know, women just can't take a compliment nowadays. Mm-hmm. No, porn producer comes up to you. You know, it used to be like, ooh, that was nice.
Oh, well, no, it wasn't that pleasant.
Well,
yeah, actually this the disrespecting happened a week before that.
Yeah, he came up behind her with a chloroform rag. She got out of the way, and then
see, that is a compliment. You know, chloroform equals, you know, happy.
What is that? Is that chloroform? Chloroform?
I smell from here.
Oh yeah.
Basically, no, the guy was like acting like an idiot, dancing to some fucking stupid song, and my wife just like made a face like, "Wow, you're a nerd."
Mm-hmm.
And then so the guy just turned towards her, walked at her, and then intentionally, like 2 inches away from her face, coughed in it.
Spit in her mouth.
He was like,
what?
Like in her face.
That doesn't even make sense.
What a
Nothing that happened to you guys makes sense.
Yeah. So then like I basically found out like right as like the show ended and the guy was leaving, and I didn't really know what the hell was going on. And then Jamie told me yesterday, he's like, the guy's here again at this show. I'm like, all right.
Go get him.
Well, no, at first it was like, go say something. And then when I was looking for him, it was, don't embarrass me.
Well, the last show he was at, he was there because he brought in a female wrestler that was on the show.
Porn star?
I'm
a stripper.
I don't know what you know more than maybe I do. What do you when you say he's a softcore porn producer?
That's
like
what
on what grounds do you like? Because to my knowledge, what he does is he takes women who aren't actually wrestlers, and he sets up, like, people pay him for these women to, like, wrestle in, like, a living room.
That's called fetish porn.
Yeah, it's just fetish videos, yeah.
I was just told softcore porn producer.
Yeah.
I heard also what you heard, too.
Yeah.
Then he does it illegally, though.
Like he doesn't pay taxes? Yeah. What's illegal about it?
Oh,
is that a registered business?
Well, that's common. I have a friend, a long time...
not paying taxes?
Yeah. Long time friend who's done a lot of web development with me. And she currently is the webmaster for a fetish website. And they don't do much legally.
Mm.
So she wants to get out of that business, she said. She's looking for work.
Nice.
But yeah.
Yeah,
but
she anyway, hot.
Who?
The person you're talking about.
She's cute.
Let me know.
Moving along.
I know you're talking about.
But basically, I walked past those bunch of bitches that were drunk, and they were like, "You're a pussy." I'm like, "Yeah, yep." They're like, "You suck."
You know what you should have said?
But I
well,
like,
you are what you eat.
But like, I just right? thought they were part of this. Right? I thought they were just drunk, having fun, being whatever. So I just walked past and going, "Yep, you're right. That's it.
You got me."
Exactly. That's like the attitude I had towards it. Had I known, I wish I knew. I was in that mode last night.
Oh, well, when I saw you and was trying to explain to me, you're like, "Yeah, I got this other fucking guy," and like you stormed out looking for that guy before I could finish telling you what happened to me.
I can't deal with your shit right now.
I wish I had known. And then the guy left on his own.
Man, the both of you must have just been sitting in the shower that night
together,
just fucking.
Soaping each other.
Winning fake arguments with all these people.
Yeah.
The drunk guys that messed with Kev, they just ended up leaving on their own.
Yeah.
I seen the guy, the pussy with the fucking gauged ears.
They're just like, "All right, we're going to get kicked out. Might as well just leave."
Well, no, they were drunk as shit. He just goes, "All right, that's it. We're out of here." Like screaming to nobody listening.
"All right, that's it. You got our money. We're leaving."
And then he holds up double Dugans like this. And he's like, "Fuck all you people." And then, like, his girlfriend was pushing him out. Like, "Get out of here. Just go.
Before you hurt someone."
Fuck you.
And I was just like, "Are you Max?" And any little kid that walked, because that's the porn producer's name. Yeah. I was like, "You Max?" And then, like, any little kid that walked by, I'm like, "Yeah, you related to Max." Because apparently
he's going
to
kill this guy's
son.
Kid.
And I'll tell you the truth. Like, I in the moment, I thought about fucking just punching this dude.
Yeah. Probably would have gotten some trouble.
Yeah.
Might have ended up on TMZ.
Or World Star Hip Hop.
Wait, is this the guy that took a swing at you?
Yeah.
If he took a swing at you, you're allowed to swing.
Well,
not really.
Sure.
Well, you can hold him down and like
just
rub your balls across
your
face.
Yeah. And in the moment, it's sweet, but then it turns into, you know, then the building finds out that one of the wrestlers hit a fan, and then we're not allowed back, and it's one of our better buildings.
And there's that one fan cam video where they only see you swinging at them.
Yep.
You think a lot like me. You always just comb the consequences first before you act.
You gotta. If you don't do that, you're usually a douchebag who gets drunk and tries to punch wrestlers.
And end up in jail for, you know, 60 days of
fucking
year.
I'll tell you this. If things escalated, I always carry a knife in my fanny pack.
You whipped that out on me yesterday.
Damn.
Well, you were getting out of line.
Well, there's no consequence if I stab you.
Yeah. When was that anyway? I just remember you just all of a sudden you're like,
and he like, would have, like, but then he was like, I'm going to have to drive him to the doctor.
It's going to bleed on my new checkered seat covers.
Well, he had that knife just in case he had to like wade through Vader's shit. he might have had to cut his fingers off.
Well, I mean, you joke, but that knife actually did come in handy because I had to
get Vader out of his singlet.
He has to wear one for that to happen.
No.
He wrestled in sweats and a sleeveless shirt.
He did?
Really? Because the picture I saw of him looked like he was wearing a...
He showed us that he has the tights in his bag.
Yeah.
But he saves those for when it's important.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Like when he does Raw Reunion shows.
So, like, if he was wrestling you the next day, maybe he would have put on that. And then you might like, oh,
I made it. I'm like, this guy's worth it.
I wrestled Vader in the tights. And they're like, ooh.
He also watched
on the grass.
Did he?
Yeah, he went out of our way to watch our match.
Does he fucking wear the mask all day?
No.
Pizza guys
here. Oh, hold on.
Whoa.
I gotta get some pizza.
All right, see you later, Kev.
Don't forget your money.
Pizza time.
Wow, they said 40 minutes. That was quick.
That was quick. Oh, they always overestimate.
Do they?
One time they're like, an hour, and they were here in a half hour.
Oh.
I was like, now you got to fucking sit there for 30 minutes.
Yeah, well, you should have been like, yo, what if I wasn't home yet? You told me an hour.
I was going to go to the ATM in like 10 minutes, so you're going to have to wait.
I got shit to do.
I'm fucking important. I need my
pretty
pizza.
Pretty big deal.
I don't know if you know this or not.
Big deal.
Whoa. So your wife got harassed by a porn producer, and also by Vader, I heard.
Yeah. She walked up to me during intermission. She's like, I really want to take my picture with Vader. I'm like, why?
Did she bring the little Vader toy?
She did have that. It was in Brennan's bag, but...
I can't believe we haven't had a sound bit yet for Vader.
That's true. I should have been playing his... I'll put it in post.
But she was like, you think I should do it?
And
I'm like, she's like, I really don't want to embarrass him. I'm like, good, don't do it then. And then she did it.
What, get a picture?
Yeah.
Why would that be embarrassing?
She takes pictures with all like the big names.
She can do that though.
And,
sure she can.
And or who she's like in love with.
Is she in love with Vader?
Oh.
I guess.
Oh.
Or he's in love with her.
Oh, he's a big guy.
Kev, you could put that up there. Just move the Lincoln log.
That's my turd.
Steve's turd.
But yeah.
What are you guys going to eat?
Real quick, the knife came in handy during WrestleMania weekend because when New Jack and Nick Robucha wrestled each other and it was a bloodbath, one of the rental chairs got light bulbs taped to it and they hit each other with it.
Oh.
So there's just New Jack and Nick Robucha blood all over the tape on this chair and nobody wanted to touch it. So I took the knife and scraped it all off.
Now you got a contaminated knife.
Yeah.
AIDS knife.
Guys,
or at least Hep C knife.
Oh my God. Some serious puncture wounds right there.
That is.
Yeah. Oh, that smells delicious.
Yeah.
So then, I guess, apparently she sat on Vader's lap for the picture, and then he was whispering, oh, yeah.
You smell good.
You like that shit?
You look good, too.
How could he smell her through himself?
I don't know.
Well, if you look at him with the mask on, I wonder how he can smell anything, because it just mushes his nose to his face.
So he said, you look good, you smell good. I'm just happy that he didn't try and taste her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you taste like makeup.
Wow. Yes.
You taste like foundation.
You taste like well done Maybelline.
Is that C4 medium beige?
Wow. Oh shit.
It's more about makeup than I know.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah.
Vader.
She should have done, like, little Vader eyes for the night. Put, like, V's on her eyes or something.
What?
Something fancy.
No, she should have just made a Vader mask on.
Yes. Face,
she just shouldn't have sat on Vader's lap.
I didn't know she was sitting on his lap. That'd be, like, the scariest Santa ever.
He kind of would probably make an awesome Santa.
Yeah.
It's Santa time! It's Super Santa!
So for real, what would you do if you walked in and...
Just a fat piece of shit!
and Vader's sticking it to your wife.
You can't be mad. I mean, leave. You know, never talk to her again. Yeah.
He's just butt naked wearing the mask and just giving it to your wife.
And his condom is just a mask.
I was going to say he's got one of those balls.
I'd probably...
Have you heard of Mini Vader?
I'd probably kick her with the heel of my foot as hard as I could right in her fucking nose. Yeah.
And then say, I'm sorry, sir.
Because it's not like she's not fast enough to get away from him.
Wow.
So then she'd have to be consenting.
Give her a Vader bomb.
Poor Vader. If any of these wrestlers listen to the show.
When I first started looking for this porn producer guy, I asked this one guy, Al. I'm like, hey, where's your friend at? Because apparently he was the hookup for him or something. That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, I don't know, he's sitting over there. And I told him a story. He's like, good, go kick his ass.
Well, friends like that.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Who needs enemies? Then he got mad at me when I told JD I'm not going to work for him if this porn producer is working with him. When I got paid at night, Al's sitting there, JD's sitting there, and JD's wife. And I was like,
Al?
I'm sorry. I don't care if this guy's giving you $1 million, JD. If he's working with you, I'm not going to do the show.
Hmm.
And he didn't look too thrilled. Neither did Al. But 10 minutes before that, Al wanted me to kick his ass.
Yeah, kick his arf.
He sounds a little opportunistic.
Who?
Al.
I guess so. Mm.
Maybe they were just, maybe he wasn't upset that about the guy not being around, but about you not being around.
You're right. Put the pizza there.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that thing was open.
Oh, I know. When it came in, I was just like, ninja vanish.
Well, now it's in the way, so I can't get the
pizza. Oh.
All right. I'll do it.
I mean, I could do it.
So, Matt, you had a tournament.
Yeah, I did have a tournament.
Yeah?
It was all right.
How'd that go? Okay. Good turnout?
Yeah, it was okay tournament.
How was the house?
It was hot.
Yeah?
It was cool. It was good. It was fun, successful, but there could have been more people. Could have been more people. Only about half the people showed up that I expected.
And now, this wasn't a normal Mortal Kombat thing, right? This was for...
This was the new one for Injustice.
Injustice.
Yeah, which is brand new. It's only been out for like 10, 11 days or something like that.
Is this one with Joker and shit?
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting some hype. We'll see what happens, but like, I don't know. You get all these people who like are on the bandwagon for something, and you gotta plan. Like, you have to plan accordingly, and then like when they don't show up, it sucks.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, I order food for the events. I like to give people, you know, an experience. I don't want them, you know, just show up and play and go home.
Yeah.
You know, I went and I got, like, trophies made and stuff. Because we have a guy who does trophies. He does it cheap. You know, he does it at cost. You know, and then we wound up almost not running one of the tournaments because there was not enough people for it. You know? So we had to, like, kind of scrounge people up. They're like, oh, all right, we'll do it. And then we kind of half-assed that one. They didn't really care, though. They had a good time.
So was it that people weren't familiar with the new game or
it could have been with it? It could have been, but sometimes people just have ass excuses. They're just like out of nowhere, they just don't feel like going.
Deposits.
Like that day they wake up. Yeah, no. They like wake up that day like, oh, I don't feel like driving 45 minutes
to play a video game.
45 minutes.
What's wrong with these people?
I'm not joking. You guys gotta grow up.
I just got a text from my wife.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah, she's listening.
From an hour ago.
She did take it from Vader.
She just texted me with ass.
Okay.
That's where she took it from Vader.
In case you were wondering, it was in mine.
So I put a question mark because I didn't know if she was explaining that's where she took it or if I was an ass.
Yeah.
And she answered back with, "I don't taste like foundation."
Wow. Oh, she's in the chat too. Faggots. And I barely had makeup on. Oh, with a laughing face. Nice, real nice. Sorry, Jamie. We got to make fun of somebody. Preferably someone who's not here to defend themselves.
Yeah.
This is really nice, but it's all dark.
Mm-hmm. The smell of the pizza and wings is delicious. The
pizza's pretty good. We get it on a regular basis. Yeah. Pronto's in Middletown.
You got any crushed red pepper?
No.
He definitely does. He doesn't want to get up again.
Do you want Parmesan?
No.
Okay, we have that.
Oh, my God. I just noticed, too, that you guys are pros at taking pizza slices.
Yeah, why not?
Well, we've been doing it for our whole lives.
Yeah, well, I haven't, too, but I always seem to get, like, the cheese comes off or just cheese from the other slice.
We've auditioned our entire lives for this moment.
Yes.
I usually just smash my face into the pie and try to grab it with my teeth.
That doesn't really work.
Derek and Matt just took their piece so elegantly.
Yeah.
And they pulled from the crust towards the middle.
Well, it's cut right, too.
Yeah, sometimes it's
cut right.
Jamie said she'll take one for the team. I don't know if that means Vader or
the porn producer.
This is not really a porn producer. He's like a wrestling pimp.
Whatever. I don't know his details. The guy's a douche. That's all I know.
So is he going to be showing up or?
I don't know.
If he wants to get his ass kicked.
I was looking for him. The guy was already gone.
Convenient.
Yeah.
Very convenient.
He fucking
indeed bailed.
He
should have. He should be scared of you.
As should everyone.
You're a fucking big tough guy.
Can be.
It's possible.
Hey, big tough guy, you want some pizza? You want some pizza, tough guy?
No, thanks. You know, I'll eat Derek's crust because you don't eat it.
I don't. We rarely eat on this show, so.
We don't.
So anything else go on?
That's fucking it. Let's move on to some funny stuff.
Oh, I helped build the patio back there.
Oh, yeah. You watched your dad build a patio.
That looks nice. I don't know if you can see it.
Uh-huh. Oh,
see? Is that the one?
See, so basically Derek just opened up the blinds and sat on his laptop looking out the window.
I've never seen outside those blinds.
Doing a great job, Dad.
Well, maybe now that it's nice out there,
I'll
we can
move
do
that
the show
one over
there.
A little bit.
I would do one out there.
Yeah.
You can dive in a pool.
Yep. Doing the pool. We got a grill out there.
Not tonight, though. It's cold.
Yeah, it's cold.
I'm going to start being a better friend to you.
Yeah, you should. All of you should.
Well, I invited you out last night, but you didn't answer me.
Oh, shit.
Real fucking funny. Actually, I was going to call you guys to lay some bricks, but I knew you were wrestling.
Mm.
So
I would have done it happily if I wasn't wrestling.
I know. I said, well, they're wrestling, so otherwise I'd call them and just give them some beer.
Ooh.
Specifically, Kevin, because I know you would have shown up.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pain in the ass. The bricks were like 10 pounds a piece.
Wow.
Big bricks.
Yeah, heavy.
Yeah.
So you actually did help.
Oh, yeah. I was on my hands and knees.
10-pound bricks.
Are you sore?
I feel like shit. I really do. I'll tell Matt. I feel like I got hit by a truck.
You're probably going to die from it.
I'm surprised I'm not.
Because there's probably like blood clots floating up now. You got fucking. Because you're just not active.
No.
Yep.
I've been working in an office for the past 2.5 years. So, yeah. It's hard to get on your hands.
What were you doing before that?
I was walking a lot.
There's probably toxins and everything inside, like your muscles that are getting released.
Yep.
You're in trouble, man.
I am. I actually wrote a note in case I didn't wake up.
Oh, cool.
I'm just going to hang on to it just in case.
See, anytime I feel like I'm going to die, I just Facebook something.
Yeah.
get your mind off of dying?
No. I the most recent time was when I was getting that migraine at your house.
Oh, yeah?
And I thought I might have a brain aneurysm, so I just wrote on Facebook that I want my brother to be in charge of all my shit in case I die.
Oh, shit. That's
so it's out there in public.
Whenever I get, I have a bad dream or something about me dying, or, I get panicked about death, I just, turn the news on. Just to, bring me into reality, what's going on live at the moment. Fox News, of course.
Bring you into the reality that, I can die at any second. I was right.
Wow, death is everywhere.
You guys are pigs. We're supposed to. Derek was bring the funny, and you guys are doing nothing but bringing the pounds.
Bringing the ton
slice.
Dude, pizza is
Clutch
delicious.
Said he'll come down for food.
All
right. Oh, so beer and food. We could have had this done in an hour.
Will he go down for food?
Damn.
Again.
Wow.
Well, this is great.
What's going on?
Pizza party.
I feel like there's less pressure because there's no video.
Yeah, it's true.
Let's just shut the mics off.
There's going to be less pressure because there's going to be no listeners.
There's going to be more pressure in our asses pretty soon.
Listeners love pizza.
Speaking of pressure, William Sonoma.
LL Cool P.
William Sonoma. Has taken pressure cookers off their shelves.
What?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Why? Because no one's allowed to buy them anymore?
Is that?
And they're thinking about registering people that own them.
What?
Oh, my fucking God.
You can't be serious.
That's a rumor.
This is a joke.
Hey, throw me that.
I'm not going to throw it to you. No.
I don't know if I'm getting up.
Well, I'm getting up anyway, so I'll give it to you.
That's all right. I'll get up. I'll meet you halfway.
So you now have to be a registered owner of pressure cookers?
It's ridiculous. Actually, I kind of sense a little bit of Derek's annoyed by that.
I don't have one. So.
I need to register all appliances from now on.
It's so stupid. Now, what's your opinion on that?
Not horrendous, and anybody who is involved with that should be killed.
What involved with buying a pressure cooker?
No, anybody who wants to register people just to have a record of people who may or may not own something that may or may not be used as a deadly weapon. Really? Do we have to do that? Is that going to change anything? No. Because the people who are using stuff as deadly weapons are not registered.
No.
And whoa!
Whoa!
And let me ask you something. What good does registering do anyway? What good does it do?
It's not going to do nothing.
But what?
Even if Derek goes to the store.
We know who this gun belongs to. but chances are the person who killed somebody with it wasn't the owner of the gun.
So at least what they have a lead.
A lead to what, though? It doesn't matter.
A lead to what? By the time they realize that...
Where it went?
Yeah, the guy's already used it. Oh, yeah, he registered it.
You hunt through the crime scene, you find a blown-up serial number of the pressure cooker, and you're like, it was Todd Jones of...
Walla Walla, Washington.
Yeah.
19,
Yeah.
No, but seriously,
Yeah, but then
Derek
can say,
goes to the store and buys a pressure cooker, and then has to register.
Yeah,
and then goes and uses it.
Yeah,
there's no stopping him in between that, just because he registered it.
Yep.
No, dumb. But it might stop me from doing other harm, like what? The Russians
what?
Guys. I know they're not Russian. You know they were planning on attacking Times Square next.
Yeah, and
so if
so, is 100 different other terrorists.
Yeah.
So what does registering your pressure cooker have to do with anything?
It gives you a lead.
It gives you a maybe.
A lead to
maybe,
what?
To who owned it and what happened to it.
And more times, more, like far, far more times than not, the weapons are not registered to the people who use them.
Yeah, I know, but if you go to a guy and say, this gun was registered to you, he can say, oh, I lost it here. Then they can go there and look for who took it.
I lost it.
Or whatever happened.
Yeah, I misplaced it.
Some Chechenian came in and took it, and then they all right, look over Chechnya.
Really, the only usage for gun registration in history has been to identify citizens that have guns.
So they can pick them off.
Those are the first ones to be killed.
Now, I'm not saying I agree with this. I'm just giving you the logic behind it.
Well, like I said when you first started,
I'm
you sound like you were a little annoyed
logic.
At that.
It's not real logic.
Well, I was annoyed because after the bombing, I was just like, I could really use a pressure gun.
Look, guns are one thing, but... You know, when it's household appliances, that's
yeah,
a completely
that's a
different thing. But maybe somebody should have thought it was a little odd when a person's, you know, walking out with a half a dozen pressure cookers. It's like a,
could have got them
yeah,
from
like,
a restaurant supply.
Like,
place.
Oh, do you need a bag for that? No, I got a backpack.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. I got to put my white hat back on.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
No, I'm just putting this right here in my backpack.
It's got my wrestling singlet in it.
Mm-hmm. This is where I wash them in. I pressure cooked the shit out of them.
In Fort Worth, a teen was arrested.
It's Dallas.
What?
It's Dallas.
No, it's Denver.
Fort Worth. Oh. It's right by Dallas.
Dallas, Fort Worth. That's like a...
It's like a township.
Well, anyway. This kid was arrested because he had in his possession...
Let's guess.
Okay.
Pressure cooker.
Kevin gets it. Pressure cooker and fertilizer.
Wow. You should eat pizza more
I'm
often.
I'm a fucking winner.
So a homeless guy actually called 911 or called the police.
A homeless guy? How did he call?
I don't know. He found a payphone.
There were
somewhere.
Pressure cooker boxes.
For like an hour, he's like washing windows to get enough money to call the police.
There were pressure cooker bombs in Boston and exploding fertilizer in Texas. He's putting them together.
Well, 17-year-old Frank Reynolds. And we got a mugshot here that only you guys can see. Whatever.
Oh, my God. It looks just like
Bright.
Fucking Damar Stolov or whatever his name is.
Fucking Shamalama Ding Dong.
It looks just like him. What an emo haircut.
I believe his name is pronounced Jakar Zarnaev.
Yeah. It looks just like him. No, wait. Is that the older one?
That's the one that's alive, I think.
Yeah, it looks just like him with an emo haircut.
And much whiter.
It looks like a cross between The Terrorist Is Alive and John Connor.
Yeah.
Eddie
anyway, they arrested him. He had all sorts of stuff. FBI was called in to investigate. Turns out, no, he was not making a bomb. Of course not.
He was making fries.
He was cultivating hallucinogenic mushrooms.
Of course. Oh, shit. So he's busted no matter what.
Yes.
That bomb needs to be awarded the key to the city.
He admitted to that?
Well, I guess he had to. It's a lot less. You're making a bomb, son? No, I'm just making shrooms. Okay.
Now,
wait a minute.
No, wait. Is this going to be what you can plead down to now if you have the shit to make a bomb?
It blew up, but I was just trying to make some drugs in my backpack.
Listen, you tell us who told you to make the bombs, and we'll plead you down to making drugs.
Yes.
Well, the bomb might be a lesser offense. You don't know.
Obama.
Yeah, Matt, that wasn't smart.
What?
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 I think having a bomb in a pressure cooker is worse.
Yeah.
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 Ah, this poor fucking schmuck.
Yep.
Well,
doesn't fucking Strikers have a pressure cooker?
Yeah.
They used to.
I wonder if they registered it.
Yeah.
I wonder.
It's registered to make good-ass chicken wings.
I want to make some wings in a pressure cooker. It's the first thing I thought of.
Speaking of wings.
Yes. There's a bag of them on the floor. Matt wants them.
They're empty.
Yup.
Fucking pig. I'm just going to name this show Pig Out.
Whoa. Kevin just dropped them on me.
How many are in there? 12?
12. A dozen.
100.
A dozen.
1,200.
A dozen.
I'm sure that's not obnoxious at all.
No, I hope it is. See if I can. Nah, it doesn't matter. Okay.
What the fuck was that?
No. Is it bag?
No. Just put it right in there. Then you can put it up to Matt's stomach while he's eating.
Oh my god.
What?
The mouse. Oh. Wow. Ridiculous. That is a vat of blue cheese.
They gave us a plate.
Oh, like that. That's nice.
It's awesome. Go figure.
So that happened.
Yeah.
Get that nice and rolled up before you put in the garbage, please. Thank you.
So anyway, back to...
what a great day to be alive.
Yeah.
Back to this kid here.
Yes.
So...
now, is he the third suspect that they released?
I guess so. Maybe they were on mushrooms. That's why they did it.
Maybe.
Perfect.
Waka waka.
They thought rainbows were going to come out of the pressure cookers.
Mm-hmm.
A double rainbow.
Yeah. Probably.
And did we get an actual motive behind the guys blowing up pressure cookers in Boston?
Not that I've seen. I think they're still trying to work it out.
Yeah. No, I've read why.
Okay.
Oh, was it?
No, I'm being legit. Yeah. I'm being serious. Okay. The guy admitted to why. They were... It was in retaliation for all the lives that have been lost in Afghanistan and what the fuck's the other one? Iraq, I guess.
What do they
What's
even have
the
to
other
do with
one?
It?
They're like being martyrs for their fucking Islamic brothers.
Oh. Well, only one of them so far is a martyr. Yeah. And they tried to get away, so they're definitely not martyrs.
Yeah.
They're retarders.
Well, they were trying to get away to... blow up more shit.
And supposedly the one brother ran over the other brother, so technically he's not a martyr if he was killed by...
He's a murderer.
Mm. Well, yeah.
He's deceased.
He's a murderer! Oh, man.
Little baby
so
undertaker.
Stupid. And like getting back to like the Miranda rights thing, is that still going on? Are like still people still making a big deal about that?
Well, they finally read it to him in the hospital, and then he decided to shut up.
Well, I think
they said once they read him his Miranda rights, then he stopped talking
because he didn't know.
Apparently not.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. It's too obvious.
Well,
yeah.
When they initially questioned him, he wasn't talking to begin with. He was answering with like blinks and nods.
The thing is, like, when you aren't Red Miranda, the things that you say can't be used against you. Like, he can't incriminate himself by saying any of that stuff. He could be like, oh, yeah, I blew up all this other shit, and these were the people that were with me. Well, guess what? They can go investigate the other people based on what he said, but he can never be charged for any of that shit.
Well, I think what I read was that you don't have to be read your Miranda rights.
It's supposed to be assumed, yeah.
It's not just assumed. It's that if they apply to you, they apply to you. Mm. But it's specifically designed to prevent people from incriminating themselves. So if the cops, say the cops like get some kids and they just start questioning them, anything those kids say before Miranda isn't going to be used against them. It's easier to get information out of people when it's not going to be used against them. So if they
just going to use all the other shit they have on them against them.
Well, pretty much. But
wasn't part of the issue also they didn't know how to classify?
Oh,
I don't
yeah,
know exactly
which,
to say, but
which,
yeah,
whichever it was, because if it then became a terrorist thing, then they got everything they need already. Yeah. But if it doesn't, it doesn't matter because they got everything they need, and it helps the guy out actually because he gets less charges on him.
Well, I'm just going to go with what I always say about these matters is that they can pretty much do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
You know, anytime someone's like, oh, if a cop pulls you over and he's not wearing a hat, then you can dispute it.
To an extent.
But, yeah, it's their way.
I have a friend, his mother pulled some weird funny shit because a cop basically pulled my friend's mother over and he'd just been eating a donut. and had the powder all over his chest. And he asked for a license registration, and she said no because he was unprofessional and drove away.
Yes.
And the cop just was like, oh, that sucks.
Well, he just really felt bad about himself.
That's what he did.
Yeah. Well, that sucks.
Yeah, you're a slob with the donuts.
Drove away, and that was it.
Look at you coming up here looking like that. You should be ashamed of yourself. What if your mother could see you?
Listen here, powdered sugar. I'm getting out of here.
Powdered sugar.
Powdered sugar tits.
What is that? Oh, celery.
Celery.
My God. All right, let's get away from this.
I didn't know that that kid shot himself.
Who?
The kid that is alive still.
He shot himself?
Yeah, he shot himself in the neck.
I didn't even know he was shot in the neck. Why did he shoot himself in the neck?
He was trying to kill himself.
Are you
in the neck?
Sure? Are you sure about this?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
That's the first time I
read. That he actually shot himself, and then he didn't die.
Where did you read it, Mad Magazine?
Yeah.
That's where I get all my news.
I just got that stash of Farside Gallery books. That's where I read it.
Cute.
Did you see that stash that I got?
I did.
Fucking everything. Every single book.
I'll tell you what I found up in the attic.
Anne Frank?
No.
You can't find her. She's too quiet.
I found notes from high school.
Like love letters?
High school notes from ex-girlfriends.
And you're going to read them right now?
Nope. I found a bunch of them. They were all folded up like little footballs. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Used to pass them in the hallway. This is what we did before texting.
Did any of them say...
Bang.
What?
I want to bounce on your balls.
No, they didn't. Okay.
Did any of them have titty pictures?
No, maybe some titty drawings.
Boo.
That's how we did it back then.
That's how, yeah.
That's so primitive.
It is. We're like cavemen.
There's a picture of tits with just like a thumb and then like an arrow around the areola. Circular motions.
Yeah, I read like two of them and I had to stop.
Yeah.
I was just like, ugh.
They're boring. I got all my letters that Jamie wrote me while she was in school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
She was in school when you were 37.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Douche Chill City right there. There's a lot of them, too. I couldn't believe how many there were.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to give us some names.
Well, you know them.
You should just read them.
I'm just after the show.
Why don't you just read one?
Just read them.
And don't give the name.
You should read one. Yeah.
Sure. You got to go in the attic?
I got to go in the attic to get it.
You know what?
Conveniently.
Yep. Flowers in the attic.
Well, this show's name is just going to be called Convenience.
Yeah.
What did some of them say?
A lot of them were just boring. Ugh. You know, like,
here's the chance
what
to
are
put
we
yourself
doing
over.
Just really got to define this stuff.
You know, you're so hung. I love it. Yeah, just boring stuff. Stuff you guys already know.
Especially that purple vein that touches the tip of your dick.
I love it.
Yeah. A lot of, you know, weird, you know, what are they called? Anagrams, you know, sorry, so sloppy. Sorry, so whatever.
Wow.
Please write back and all that bullshit. A lot of like little hearts and stupid bull.
I love licking the vein that runs parallel to your urethra.
Yeah, that one. I like that one, too.
That's a common one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Unbelievable.
Did you cup it to, like, listen to it better?
Yeah. He, like, turned up the dial.
He wanted full definition. let's get this asshole out of here.
Mm. What else you got? What else you got?
I got these two guys... I was going to play the video, but the video's not really that good.
Let's play the video.
All right,
let's get the video.
Well, I want to do a guessing game, too.
So I like guessing.
Okay.
So I have to...
What's up, bitch?
Yeah.
What's up, slut?
What's up, Roman?
What's up, Nate Roman?
There was a substantial amount of time in between the shootings.
Looking.
Two men considered longtime friends.
You know, I hate women whose upper and bottom lip are like equal size.
Nate Roman and Michael Marchenis, friends for roughly two decades, according to police, now dead. A coroner's report showing that Roman died of multiple gunshot wounds and Marchenis, suicide.
We believe it to be, at this stage of the investigation,
his face is melting
a
off.
Homicide and then subsequent suicide.
He police chose say the poorly. Men had been inside Hungry Jose's on
what? Hungry Jose's!
I want to go there.
Sources say that the two men were fighting, and it wasn't long after that Nate Roman was shot.
Looks like Rockin' Rebel.
Police began looking for Michael Marchenis, tracking his cell phone. Roughly a half an hour later, police found him just a few blocks down Main Street with a gunshot wound to the head.
So basically, these two dudes were arguing in a bar. The one guy shot the other guy and ran off, and then he shot himself. Not a particularly interesting story, but if you guys have any idea what maybe they were arguing over?
What they were
Pokemon.
What?
It's my guess.
I was in a bar.
Pokemon. They were in a bar when they started fighting it.
As somebody who's frequented a few watering holes in my day.
Mm-hmm. Dive bars.
I'm going to say that the one guy played a song on the jukebox.
Ooh.
And the other guy did the pay the extra credit to skip the song.
Ah. Touch tunes.
Touch tunes.
Touch tunes. I would kill a motherfucker for doing that.
Yeah. Sean.
Wait, you can skip a paid song?
If I buy a song for like 2 credits,
yeah,
you can then buy for 3 credits and your song will play before mine.
Yeah. You know, Touch Tunes actually has an app.
Play Next, it's called.
Yeah. Yeah. You can play songs from your phone. Isn't technology wonderful?
No.
So there are people who basically go on the app and just play random songs at random bars when they're not even in them.
I've thought about doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, Tits Tavern. Okay.
But Sean's fiance
Queen
almost murdered a guy one time.
Really?
For skipping Gangnam Style.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's pretty recent.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, he got knocked off of the charts.
Really?
In South Korea.
Get right out of town.
Yeah, some old dude. Some old kind of Korean singer. Crooner.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Korean crooner.
Yeah. Korean crooner. He knocked him off the charts. So Psy is no longer number one in Korea.
A guy we work with calls him PSY.
Like, seriously? Like,
yeah.
He thinks that's what
every time he talks about him, he calls him PSY.
Wow.
Every single time. And I'm like, you know, you can just call him Psy, right? And he just like looks at me like,
that doesn't make any sense. I don't think so.
Like, call him Psy.
So, Steve, you got to guess, why did this dude shoot another dude and then shoot himself?
I'm going with dick size.
Well, that's a good reason, too.
So who is the hunger warner?
Hunger warner. All of those would have been better.
Than what actually happened.
Than what actually happened. No. They were arguing over tickets to see the band Fish.
Oh, my God.
I
Which explains why they're friends for 2 decades.
Yes. Because they have nothing better to do than to follow Fish around.
I was kind of hoping you were going to say Disturbed. Because then I probably would have went to that place and killed everybody else.
Oh, my God. That's a threat on air.
Or Nickelback.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get red flagged.
Or Seether.
Seether.
So every time I hear Seether, I think of the, what's it?
Veruca Salt.
Veruca Salt. Yeah. Thank you.
Wait, from Willy Wonka?
Well, that's what they're named as.
Yeah.
The band. The 90s chick band.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Fish. Serious shit right there.
Serious fish food.
Serious. Speaking of food, that pizza's almost done. How are the wings?
Mm.
Aces? Good. Good.
Solid.
Glad. So glad.
Mm-hmm. Guess more news, Derek.
All right.
I want the guessing game.
Okay, fine. Another guessing game. An enraged mother in Michigan is on the fight. And has formed a formal complaint against her daughter's school district about a book she feels is offensive and inappropriate for her 7th grade class. She's actually going as far as to call it pornographic. What's the book?
Gathering of the Juggalos, the novel.
The novelization of the 2010 documentary.
I'm trying to give an honest answer, but I really can't remember shit that we read at all in 7th grade.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Give me this much. I'm sure we all read it at one point in our time.
Mr. Popper's Penguins. Steven?
I love the part where he throat fucks the penguin and it goes right through the back of its skull. And then he realizes.
Into another penguin?
And then he realizes that it's a male penguin and actually has the baby underneath him.
Oh.
Yeah. And then he fucks the baby penguin.
Wow.
And it's all gray. And
Steven?
Pornographic.
Mm hmm.
Eli Weissel's Night.
Could be. Very close.
Ethan Frome.
Diary of Anne Frank.
Oh, that was so close.
It did get a little dirty.
They cut out a lot of it.
Right before she stopped writing it.
Then they added to it and made it dirty. Like, yeah. Oh, let's get these people involved.
Yeah. We got to make this a little more racy.
Yeah. They must have been fucking, right? They had to have fucked.
And she had full bush because she was hiding in an attic not shaving.
Yeah. They didn't have the razors back then, right?
We can't just let her die a virgin. At least get her finger popped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I seen a Anne Frank meme today, and it was her face with that stupid, like, you know?
And, Jesus Christ.
It said, phone's on silent. Hit me up.
Yes.
And that looked a little fucking, a little greater than with the threes for the hearts.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Her favorite song is Enjoy the Silence.
By?
Silent Night. I love Anne Frank bits.
Yeah, Anne Frank's always good for laughs.
Yeah.
I bet the Jews never thought they'd heard that.
Always good for laughs.
Silent Night.
Just for laughs, Anne Frank.
Anne, shut that off. Anne, shut up.
Are there any Jews in here?
God damn it. Do me a favor. Don't put your phone on the vent anymore. It goes through the whole fucking house. Yeah.
Pornographic, huh?
Well, yeah. I don't know how. I mean, because the only thing I remember reading is that her and that.
Oh, wait. Didn't they run a train on her when they caught her?
Yeah.
No. They put
while
her in a boxcar. And
while she was writing everything down.
Oh.
In a pen that wasn't invented yet.
Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum.
Supposedly.
There wasn't nearly enough ink in from a feather tip pen.
No.
No, there was that boy in the attic, and he fucking munched her box.
I just saw that they kissed in the version I read.
Mm. Oh, no. There was
which was great because we read it in middle school, and we were actually taking, like, it was done in, like, a script form for some reason in the book we were reading. Mm-hmm. So we were doing, I guess it was the play, like a play version of it.
I actually.
And so we had kids actually acting it out in class, like reading it. And we were all excited because the next day we're just like, oh, the kissing scene's going to come out. Oh, you think they're going to make somebody kiss?
I specifically remember the quote. And it was the kid was hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to eat a fur burger.
Yes. And they said, I could eat a peach for hours.
Yeah.
And she said, as long as you do it quietly.
Mm-hmm. Don't make me yell.
Yes.
See, I read the full version of it.
You did?
Yeah. And there's explicitly explained a part where, I mean, I don't remember the exact phrasing, but I think what it amounted to is he held her in like a tombstone pile driver position while they each tongue fucked each other.
I like that.
Yeah.
But he had the gagger eventually.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of some ice skaters that kind of fucked up, and it looked like he was giving the girl a power bomb, but on her face.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of going down on her back, she was going down on her face and her chest. And she was like bent in half.
Nice.
And he just has this look on his face, like, "Oh shit."
I've seen some.
I'm out of here.
Where like they're doing like one of the things where like they're swinging around and like if like their heads smash against the ice.
Ugh. It's a tough sport. Mm-hmm. Ice skating.
It's not a sport.
Guy who said, "If you can do it while drinking, it's not a sport."
I don't know, man. I'd break a sweat bowling.
He said bowling is not a sport. Pool is not a sport. Anything you can drink and do is not a sport.
No, I don't believe that.
I'm not saying I agree with him. Yeah. Once again, I'm just giving you the information.
Dude, you can drink and play anything, though.
Not well.
Why not?
Okay.
I sunk 2 out of 3 shots in high school wearing the beer goggles when they did the basketball thing.
I'm going to go ahead and say I don't think you did as well as you think you did.
I'm telling you right now. They put the beer goggles on. They make you drive through the course. I fucked that up. But then they gave me the basketball, and they had you throw it in the hoop while wearing the beer goggles. I missed the first one, but then I sunk the next two, and the lady's like, all right, take them off.
You're not accurate.
Yeah. And then with the beer goggles on, I threw a football about 50 yards, and I went and I ran downfield and caught it.
Is this physical beer goggles?
No. This was to get you to not drink and drive after prom. But anyway.
But all
I
did was entice him to play sports.
I'm really good at it. I'm just going to start drinking and playing sports.
That's what I've been doing ever since.
How awesome would it be if, like, football players had to get loaded during halftime and come out all drunk.
rather than the Gatorade on the sidelines, just a keg?
Yeah. That would be that's probably how they used to do it back in the day, I'm sure.
Yeah. So what were you saying, 40s? Kev? What did you do?
Well, I said that what I did was I put the beer goggles on and I threw a football up in the air and I ran about 50 yards and I caught it myself while still wearing the goggles. And they gave me a basketball and And you're not supposed to be able to do anything in these things.
No.
It's supposed to be like you're drunk, but I sunk every throw with this. Huh?
And Kevin, you were absolutely
wasted.
Lying.
What were the, what did the beer goggles look like? What were they?
Yeah, it looked like a pair of shop goggles, but the lenses are different, so yeah. it just blurs everything.
So it's just blurry.
Yeah. But I figured out once I started throwing the basketball that it made everything kind of go in one direction.
Yeah.
Your eyes.
So you just aimed for that direction.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But the driving was really difficult.
But how's your basketball skills normally?
You gotta keep it between your thumbs.
I've driven much more fucked up than those glasses ever could have made me, and done a lot better. So they're unrealistic.
You should have brought that up while you were doing it.
Well, at that point, I hadn't, because I didn't even actually have a license.
Oh. Well, that's what would have made it even better. If you got out and you were just like, listen, I've driven more fucked up than those things will ever make me, and I did a lot better. This is inaccurate.
We didn't get any of that cool shit. We just got the whole drama play thing, you know? Mm. They bring the smashed up cars on the football field, and the girls hanging out the window with blood all over.
Yeah.
I want to say this all happened on the same day as that.
Oh, my God. I'm just remembering something. This lady told me in school what they're doing with her kid was they pick a senior, and what they do is he's got a dress. What the hell was it? Somebody's dressed up as a Grim Reaper. And they randomly go into a class where a senior has volunteered, and they will take the senior out of the class. Mm-hmm. For a week, he has to wear all black, and he can't be on Facebook. He can't text or receive phone calls from anybody.
So they're dead?
Yeah, so he's dead. He still goes to class and everything, and no one's allowed to talk to him.
Why do they do this?
And it's all for texting and driving. That's like their big thing now. Don't text and drive. Oh. So they want you to feel what it's like if this kid had died.
Yeah, you know what? It doesn't feel anything like that because he's still going to school and you know he's alive.
Yes.
Yeah. You can never fucking grasp the reality that pointless. They want you to grasp.
This is like, I know I sound like a broken record, but this is like an example of how like liberals don't understand analogies. They don't. Like, that does not make sense.
You're doing it.
If that kid was in my school, I would just constantly take his lunch. He's like, well, yeah. You're not real, so
hey,
you don't need this.
Lunch. This kid's still getting charged. Let's take his lunch.
I'd fuck his chick.
you must feel really bad.
Ever since Danny died, there must be a hole in your heart, huh?
Yeah.
Just sit on him at lunch. Yeah. Is this seat taken? Yeah. Come on, guys.
You know what a better thing to be to do?
To actually kill him?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Just get the principal behind the wheel.
Just cut the brakes on his car during fucking
just have the wind. The
gym.
There you go, asshole.
The principal behind the wheel texted and just run over the kid. There you go. See what happens? He's fucking dead. You got that?
You see what happens? See what happens? He just drags the corpse around like Mussolini. Just, see? You see what happens?
He's just roll over him and get out of the car right away and be like, sucks, right? Yeah,
you only text once.
I was text. It was me.
Text one text, see?
I could show you what I sent. Uh-huh. It's a cockpit. Yeah. It's not my cock.
I sent it to him. Yeah. Too bad he's never going to see it.
Depending on the reaction, it's not my cock.
Yeah.
What I would do is go the full length of completely faking the kid's death and have him in on it. Make the people come to a wake and a funeral and all that bullshit.
Well, that's illegal.
That'd be awesome.
Oh.
And it's way out of the school's budget.
Yes. They're lucky they got a Grim Reaper costume. I'm trying to think where that was.
This kind of makes... Did we talk about this on the show? Students, girls in particular, I think, being put in some kind of class where they have to ask each other for a lesbian kiss...
What? Hot. I want to go back to school.
First off, they're young kids, number one. They're maybe elementary, middle school tops, probably middle school, right? Steve just farted. Okay, so they did this thing where they ask the kids have to ask each other for a, quote, lesbian kiss.
What? That doesn't even make sense.
And they said, my personal opinion is that these motherfuckers, just like fucking around with kids to see what kind of reactions they can get at them because they're all fucked up.
I don't know how that would teach them anything.
You know what they claim this is teaching them is how to appropriately say no. And this is all a program to teach tolerance for homosexuality.
So they're not actually supposed to kiss.
No.
Oh. I wonder how many did though.
I
making out.
They did not comment on this. but this to me is.
You're gonna say we're not doing it anymore. I'm not gonna say why.
This is not sex education. This is fucking around with kids. That's what it is. Seeing what you can get them to do. that's how I feel.
Unbelievable.
I don't see how any kind of exercise like that can be successful.
So I just want to clarify. The whole purpose of doing this is so that if you run into the circumstance in real life where a homosexual.
It makes
ask
some
you
kind of an
to,
advance.
Yeah. That you can know how to say no.
Yeah.
Huh. I thought that's what violence was for.
Yeah. How about just say no, motherfucker? I don't do that.
That's why the word faggot wasn't there.
Yeah.
Or
they took
dyke.
They just took words that don't really mean anything anymore. Like
don't,
queer.
Don't they see,
it's
don't
like,
they
well,
see?
A pile of sticks is a faggot? All right, let's reuse that, recycle it. Yeah.
Don't they see that high school and college girls are just going to be kissing each other all the time anyway? Doesn't matter what they say in middle school. They're going to be doing a lot of kissing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They call that experimenting.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's fucked up.
Box legging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. there's another thing I read. Oh, there's a new study out saying that... I should have saved it, but I didn't because it was too long. Basically that kids shouldn't be woken up in the morning to go to school.
Why not?
Because they need sleep.
Puts them in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Just let them come in whenever they want.
Yeah. So basically they're saying that you shouldn't wake your kid up to go to school. Yeah. You should wake up
they
on
can
his
always
or her
miss
own
first period. It's okay.
Wow. What was did you drop something or was that your ass?
It sounded like a mallard.
What fuck?
Wow.
I just realized, Steve, you're wearing a fag bag.
Listen to him.
I got a mouthful of chicken wing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. Can't deal with the smell. Yeah. So put it in your stomach. Get rid of the smell.
There you go. It'll come
you
out your ass.
Might have to deal with a worse smell in a few minutes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I had a good one this morning.
There was another. I saw a meme that said, or showed a picture of two very attractive women getting married, both in wedding dresses. Yeah. And then the bottom picture was a picture of two girls like laying on top of each other kissing.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, "If you disagree with this, then stop enjoying this, guys."
Yeah, guys, come on.
Something like that.
Get out of here.
Do you guys want to like tackle that? While I take a shit.
Here's a discuss while I shit.
No, seriously. You wouldn't post that like unless you were really trying to make this seem like I don't think that was a joke. He needs that wing sauce for that pizza slice.
I was thinking about it.
Yeah. You know, like, think about that. Like, really? Like, don't they understand why we enjoy that?
Apparently not, if that's what they're saying.
You get to see some kind of sexual interaction, and you don't got to see a dick.
Well, just like if we were having sex with them,
yeah.
Our thought isn't, oh, we're going to get married.
We don't want to marry them.
No.
Yeah.
We're just thinking about getting that nut.
Yeah, exactly.
Some guy looking at porn, oh, I'd totally marry her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But like two like lesbians like getting married and two lesbians having sex, like it's not okay to like the lesbian sex if you don't like the lesbian marriage.
I'm not into lesbian porn, so.
Yeah,
me neither, to tell you the truth.
No, me neither.
Give it or take.
It has to be a dude involved. Not that I'm gay, but like I like to like imagine myself as a dude.
Sure.
Yeah. Role playing.
Black.
Yeah. By the way, somebody the other day was talking about a meme, and he called it a meme.
Wow. I've done that.
Meme.
And he's like, oh, did you see that meme? I'm like, whoa, what'd you just say?
Wait, the fat chick from Drew Carey?
There's a,
my parents' dog?
There was like this push at the school I work at for people to study more.
and like they were starting study groups.
Yeah.
So they used the meme of the fucking Woo guy, right?
The Woo guy
or whatever.
Ric Flair.
That fucking Woo. No. Why you know that guy?
Why you know?
Oh, yeah. Why you know?
Mm-hmm. So it says classic. Why you know study or whatever. So, but it's, you know, I work at a very high Asian population.
Oh
yeah.
So they took offense to that.
Really?
But nobody took them down. The Asians just added theirs. And I forgot which meme it was. I'll take a picture of it. But it's like, your memes are offensive. Like, oh, like when it,
I never interpreted that as Asian. I always interpreted it as Spanish.
I just interpret it as a guy who can't talk very well.
Yeah, but like the why you know. Like, why you know? Why you know? Give it the fuck, you know?
Honestly, I haven't thought about it that much.
It's definitely an Asian.
Oh, I always see Spanish dudes posting it, maybe. I don't know.
And the me gusta. Why anytime somebody puts something up and it doesn't make sense, I just put the Zoidberg yelling, your meme is bad and you should feel bad. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much it.
That's the one I put.
Is that with the Zoidberg?
The
lobster
theater?
Guy? Yeah, in the theater.
That's the one I put up. But they did it in like retaliation.
Yeah. Well, that is pretty bad. They have
not
fucking
bad.
There's t-shirts in Target with the troll face on it.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought it would come to that.
Like the trolls like that we had when we were kids with the pink hair?
No, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh. Especially if you have a lot of chest hair.
Yeah.
Just let it come out.
Yeah. Big pink fluffy cotton candy coming out of your shirt.
Ah.
You ever have a troll, Kev?
What?
Trolls, you remember them?
Treasure trolls.
Yeah, I was treasure a guy.
Which so am I had them.
Yeah.
Queers.
To be fair, when I was a kid, they were more generic than they were when you were a kid.
When you were a kid,
they had like jewels in their stomach.
Yeah.
And they were like girly.
When I was a kid, they were just as bad as having a My Little Pony.
Okay.
Really? Wow.
Well, I had those too.
They were a unisex product when I was a kid.
Sort of. Yeah.
I had probably something almost like it. It was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle with the troll hair coming out of the top.
Ah. Well, then there was Battle Trolls.
I don't remember that.
And they're out of control. Why don't you play the commercial?
Yeah, long-haired. Come on, what are you waiting for?
Long-haired dudes with bad attitudes. You don't remember this?
No. What was it called again?
Battle Trolls.
I remember Battle Toads.
Anyone need a slice of pizza?
Go for it, Kev.
Go for it, man. I intercepted that one because the smell is delicious.
Speaking of Battle Toads, I now have a copy of Battle Toads for Nintendo.
Ooh. Is this it here? Oh, first I kind of remember.
Oh, remember. You'll remember it. Absolutely.
Now that I saw the face, I remember it.
Uh-huh. I love it.
Oh, man. Again with this.
And I'm not on your Wi-Fi, piggo.
It's not about that. It's about disconnecting the other computers, piggo. I didn't say you were slowing the connection.
I don't think so, pig.
Ay, ay, ay. Wow, this is going really slow.
Fucker.
Refresh. Now, Steve, can't have my Wi-Fi password. You just slow down my internet.
Bleh, bleh, is what I didn't say.
Yeah, it's just going
to... Dumb.
Whatever.
Doink.
There's
got to
be another copy.
Doink.
It is Doink. Kevin Nash shooting on Doink the Clown.
I heard
it. And then I saw him in New Jersey.
You know, honestly, I don't care who's doing it. Doink is an over character.
Oh, yeah.
He should still be there on TV. They should just have a new Doink whenever the other guy dries up.
Spoken like someone who's done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready. Put me in, coach.
I'm ready to play.
Are you not playing that?
Today.
It looked like you clicked on it.
No, the Doink thing?
Mm-hmm.
No.
All
right. My speed's
what
up.
What happened?
It's just, I guess it's just YouTube.
Yeah.
Liar.
Yeah. Click around the video a little bit. It might kick it. Might get stuck at that one point. And then let's click a little over.
This is really bad. It just stops right there.
I drank asparagus before I came here.
What?
What?
Yeah. One of my neighbors brought over, like, they juiced up asparagus with other stuff.
Oh, that's an extra Gus.
It was delicious.
You got a spare Gus, huh?
Hey.
But you know how, like, if you eat asparagus, you get that piss smell?
Nope, don't eat it.
No, of course not.
Of course not.
Asparagus isn't a popular pizza topping.
Asparagross.
But this was instantly. Like, I literally drank that stuff and then pissed and it instantly smelled. Nice. It wasn't, like, an hour later.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't make sense.
But it was delicious. I started juicing.
I have a juicer.
Can I have it?
Yeah, sure.
You don't use it.
How do you know?
Dude, let's do it next week.
Just juice random shit.
We'll juice
pizza.
We'll juice the fucking drone or whatever this is. Pronto pizza. we'll juice pizza and drink it. You guys down with that?
That would probably be really
drone.
Gross.
Upside down for a second, it looked like drone.
Oh. Did you hear that next year at the Boston Marathon they want to use drones to watch over?
Yeah, because that's gonna happen again.
So it's gonna help.
It's I think so I got
stupid.
It here.
See, that doesn't look like My Little Pony.
Oh,
the Trolltimate Wrestler.
Trolltimate Wrestler.
Wow,
the last thing that down.
Give me the original.
Imagine his sperm just shot on his face when he sat up.
give me the original. There's another one.
Another what?
Another Battle Trolls commercial.
That's the one I remember.
The other one.
That's the only one that came up.
There's got to be another one.
MS-DOS prompt.
I'm lucky I got that one.
Wow.
Toy commercials used to be so
I would just
better.
Google it.
I did.
Because you might get like a Daily Motion.
Man, remember that game I used to be obsessed with? Mad
Crossfire?
Dog McCree?
Oh.
Yeah, Mad Dog McCree. Why?
Awesome. It was awesome. Mm-hmm.
Crossfire.
I remember that game. That ruled.
It was. Something about the little like balls.
Yeah, the ones that they use in the pressure cookers.
Yeah.
And even right.
That's what they use, like little ball bearings. That's what Crossfire was.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Too soon.
Yeah, Paul Bearer just died like a month ago. It's
too soon. He's fucking dead.
And then his ashes were dumped on the Undertaker.
That was funny.
Yes, it was. I heard he's back. He's been back the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, he did a little extra work.
Yeah, he really didn't die. It was at work.
Oh, yes.
I think Vince was just like, you know, Mark, we're paying you a lot of money.
You gotta give me something.
The economy's really doing a lot.
I get it. You come out, the hood comes down, you roll your eyes. You gotta give us a little more.
Yeah.
Give the people what they want. I know. Tag team with Kane again.
They do like that, sadly.
Nobody else does.
One of the reasons why I stopped watching. Because there were so many Kane Undertaker angles. I couldn't stand it.
Big time. Big time.
Oh, they are brothers.
Oh, yeah, I know. I knew that.
Brothers.
You don't have to tell me for 10 years.
The brothers from another father.
Yes, exactly.
I thought Kane was teaming with the other guy.
It was six-man tag, right?
They need someone to take the heat.
Somehow they wedged Undertaker in there.
Yeah. Did you see it? Did he do much? Or?
I watched it. He looks, it was terrible.
He looks fragile.
Yeah. Yes.
He
looks like the knees are shot, the hips are
everything shot.
Everything's
shot.
He didn't look that bad at WrestleMania.
He was probably chewing painkillers during the match.
Tic Tacs.
Yeah. No. During the tag match.
Some guys hold razor blades in their tape. He's got fucking
Advil.
Painkillers in their Advil. Yeah. Geritol.
Oxy's falling out.
Ben Gay.
You know, as
patches.
A hardcore Undertaker work rate analyst.
Okay.
Mark.
Yeah. All right. There is.
Yeah, that is his name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a clip of him doing old school in that match that he did before WrestleMania.
That's the walking on the ropes, right?
Yeah. He came back, did a show in Texas, which was really surprising. And he did old school in that match. And for the first time in his career, he botched old school.
Really?
Well, no. It would be two times because he botched it on Raw.
No, that was just like a week.
Come on now.
That was I'm getting to that. No, he did the old school, and when he landed on his feet, he immediately came down to his knees. He's never done that. He's never fallen off the ropes or anything. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, my God, it's over.
Yes,
so it's that was it. That
I
was
gonna
like,
say,
that was the nail in the coffin, so to speak, the final nail in the coffin,
if you will. That
as ineffective and dumb as that move is, it was pretty wild when you first saw it.
Sure,
not only is it wild, but
still
like,
is.
Yeah, CM Punk did it,
and it's even more wild because he's almost 7 feet tall.
Yeah,
and 300 pounds.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing: when he did it on Raw, he went up to the ropes, and I was like, "Oh, he's gonna get cut off." He got cut off before he even stood on the top rope, right? And then it almost looked like he said, fuck it, basically. And he just, like, yanked him over I'm just going to fucking do it. It's the UK. No, we give them a better show. He went up to the ropes, and he did, like, the fastest rope walk he could, and then just kind of stepped off the ropes.
He's like,
and
ocean, ocean, ocean,
but he didn't
ocean.
Even make it to the middle.
No.
He just, did one step over and then jumped.
Yeah. No, he when he first started, he walked, like, halfway across the ropes. After that, he only did the one, just one step, you know, one crossover step. That
was terrible.
It was bad.
But
it was bad.
And
like,
it's not
it's,
like
it's
I'm picking on the guy. Just,
no, I am picking on him. He's got to learn now. This is it. You know, he can't.
I think
his
he does
basic,
know it's it. Now it's just like he needs some cheddar. He's got a newborn baby at home.
Yeah. He can't do his basic act on TV. He said it himself. He goes, I never want to be in a position where a father's going to bring his kid to a wrestling match and say, that's The Undertaker. You know, he's still around now, but you should have seen him when. And he's at that point.
Oh, yeah.
More than officially now. Like, he's been there for years, but now it's like, sorry, big guy. This is,
it seems to me like he's probably going to make this last year, like, his last hurrah.
Who knows, though? That's the thing. Who knows? I feel bad because he's at that position. He said he didn't want to be Hogan. That's what he said. And now he's
I don't know. Hogan still is, he's pretty much the same.
Yeah, him and Sting took out aces and eights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are they building to a Hogan-Bully Ray match? Are they?
I don't know. I don't watch TNA at all, but I just saw somebody complaining about on the internet how Aces and Nates destroyed everybody in TNA, yet Hogan and Sting, the two oldest guys there, were able to bump them all.
Hogan's cleared to wrestle?
Not really, though.
I don't know if it was a match. I didn't
like
see
he's
it.
Clear, he's like legally allowed to be in a wrestling ring and potentially injure himself?
Yeah.
This is fucking dangerous.
Mm-hmm. He can do really whatever he dangerous. Wants. He's fucking Terry the Hulk.
He's going to die in the ring, and that's I don't want to see it.
Terry Boulder.
I don't want to see it. I'm going to watch it. As God is my witness. As God is my witness, he is really broken in half. Of my ass.
I love that thing. It's so good.
You're
is it
welcome.
It's so amazing. Oh my God. Maven. Raven. Jim Ross. The big man is back. 350 pounds of my ass.
The poison has been injected into my ass.
The ricin is in the envelope of my ass.
Oh boy.
All right, well, that's the Aristocrats.
See ya.
Aristocratsradio.com. CWERadio.com. Please go there. Listen to all the shows. Just do it. What the fuck else do you have to do?
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
We will see you on Thursday. Thursday.
You mean we got to do another hour of this shit?
Sorry.
Fuck.
If you're listening live, which you're not. But
you might be dead.
Yeah. Then stick around. See you on Thursday.